Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we've got some records about a record, some records about some feathered friends, and in one segment of the show, we're just gonna roll along. But to get started, this past week, August 13th in 1942, Walt Disney's classic Bambi opened at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. Bambi, of course, is the life story of a fawn who grows up with friends Thumper the Rabbit and Flower the Skunk to become the great prince of the forest. But in the meantime, he suffers through the death of his mother, falls in love with Feline, and barely escapes a forest fire. A fawn, of course, is a young deer, D-E-E-R, but there not being a lot of deer songs out there, we've got some deer songs, D-E-A-R, starting off with Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra.
I feel that we're both engaged now. Dear, dear, one is made from two. Which of us is you? Dear, it's too good to be true.
Magic memories of matter. I know my heart won't beat again until the day we meet again. Sweetheart, goodbye. Auf Wiedersehen. Auf Wiedersehen, my dear. Will bring to me the magic memory of maytime. I know my heart won't beat again until the day we meet again. Sweetheart, goodbye.
The Romeo of Song, The Singing Valentino, Radio's Revelation, they all refer to Russ Colombo, their crooning Auf Wiedersehen, my dear, on April 6, 1932. And we started the show with Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra and Dear Dear, with Jack performing the vocal on October 28, 1930. Jack Payne was born Wesley Vivian Payne on August 22, 1899, in Leamington Spa, Warwickshire, England. In 1920, when Jack's father found out he was forming a dance band, he was accused of bringing disgrace on the family name. Newspapers of the day warned that the new national pastime of dancing would cause a total collapse of the country's morals. Payne's band got engagements at the Regent and Grand Hotels near his home and then moved to London, where he enjoyed a 3-year stay at the Hotel Cecil. He debuted on radio in December of 1925 and in February of 1928 was appointed director of dance music at the BBC. He left the BBC in March of 1932, but his band continued appearing in Britain and across Europe for the remainder of the 1930s. Continuing with our Dear songs on Rapidly Rotating Records, here's Bing.
Stay away, but it costs more than I can pay. Without you, I can't make my way. I surrender, dear. I may seem proud and I may act gay. That's just a pose. I'm not that way, 'cause deep down in my heart I say, I surrender, dear. Are those little mean things we were doing must have been part of the game, lending a spice to the wooing. Oh, but I don't care who's to blame. When stars appear and shadows fall, then you'll hear my poor heart call to you, my love, my life, my all. I surrender, dear.
Ross Deluxe Syncopators and Believe Me, Dear, written by the group's trumpeter Robert Cookie Mason and reed man Robert Cloud. The Syncopators made only 8 recordings, all of them in a makeshift studio in a warehouse in Savannah, Georgia, and all on the same day, August 22, 1927. They were recorded by Victor using field equipment and a single microphone. Believe Me, Dear was preceded by Bing Crosby, backed by Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra in January 1931, and I Surrender, Dear. Some Dear songs to commemorate the debut of Walt Disney's classic Bambi in 1942. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison. We'll be back with a world record when we return right after this. Back in June of this year, the Reverend Chris Sterry, a 46-year-old vicar from Lancashire, England, began preaching in an attempt to get his name into the Guinness Book of World Records by breaking the record of 27 hours and 30 minutes for an unscripted speech. He called off his marathon sermon after 28 hours and 45 minutes when he ran out of material, but not before breaking the record by an hour and 15 minutes. The Anglican vicar was allowed a 15-minute break every 8 hours, but no other rests, which meant that he had to resort to using a pulpit potty. Rules to get into the Guinness Book of World Records stated that Mr. Sterry could not repeat himself or talk nonsense, and that he could pause for no longer than 10 seconds. The Reverend Sterry fought fatigue with the energy drink Red Bull. So here are some songs to commemorate Chris Sterry's record-breaking sermon, starting off with Fess Williams and his Royal Flush Orchestra.
Thank you. trumpets blow, the people gave in. Jericho, Jericho was a jazzy old town. Jericho, long ago, liked her music low down. We know she fought the foe till their trumpets blew then. Jericho, Jericho fell the same as we do.
You didn't know Jericho was a jazzy town, did you? Well, according to the lyric of that song, Jericho, it was. Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys on May 8, 1929. The vocal there was by Smith Ballou and two other unidentified singers. Before Jericho, we heard from Fess Williams and his Royal Flush Orchestra on April 18, 1930, and I'm Feeling Devilish. Continuing our tribute to Reverend Chris Sterry's record-breaking sermon, here's Russ Carlson and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Alan Savage with the Dixie Syncopators, led by clarinetist-saxophonist Omer Simeon from August 21, 1929, and It's Bad for Your Soul. And before that, taking a bit of artistic license with the Ten Commandments, it was Russ Carlson and his orchestra, and Thou Shalt Not, from June 20, 1932. The vocalist on Thou Shalt Not was Harold Van Emberg. Some songs to commemorate the new world's record for an unscripted speech by Reverend Chris Sterry. Well, if Russ Carlson can take some license with the Ten Commandments, I guess I can too. Each week, thou shalt listen to Rapidly Rotating Records with thy host, Glenn Robison. Thou shalt send thy comments and requests to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. And thou shalt stay tuned, for we shall be back with more Rapidly Rotating Records right after this. Last week, on August 13th, back in 1935, the first roller derby match was held at the Coliseum in Chicago, Illinois. Roller derby, the idea of Leo A. Seltzer, was a spin-off of the six-day bicycle races of the Great Depression and was initially an endurance contest between male-female couples. The goal of each couple was to complete 57,000 laps, a distance equivalent to a trip between New York and Los Angeles, non-stop, on an oval-shaped banked track. The Transcontinental Roller Derby drew nearly 20,000 spectators during the opening week in 1935. Between 1935 and 1950, roller derby was promoted across the United States, and the concept of physical contact and a simple point-scoring system were introduced to the game. Jerry Seltzer moved the organization to Southern California in 1950, and between 1953 and 1960, roller derby boomed on television. Its popularity increased until 1973, when promotion rights were sold to the Roller Games Organization, which ceased to be in 1975. So here to commemorate the roller derby are some songs about rolling along, starting off with Harry Richman.
Goodbye, 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 blue. I mix my joy and sorrow, living as I choose. Goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, blue. I haven't got a thing to lose, so I just roll along, having my ups, having my downs, having my ups and downs all day long. When it's a love affair, maybe it's hot, maybe it's cold, whether it's hot or cold, I don't care. When my sweetie turns me down, that don't worry me. So I just go along, having my ups, having my downs, having my ups and downs all day long. Rolling, 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 having my ups, having my down, having my up and down all day long.
Steady Roll Blues, the Bucktown Five. In 1897, the City Council of New Orleans, Louisiana, passed a unique ordinance that confined and regulated prostitution within a specified district of the city. Nicknamed Storyville, after Alderman Sidney Story, who proposed the ordinance, this district was home to legalized prostitution from January 1, 1898, until November 12, 1917. Bucktown refers to a settlement on the shore of Lake Pontchartrain, which opened soon after the closing of Storyville, and which became a smaller edition of that famous district. The Bucktown Five consisted of Muggsy Spanier on cornet, Guy Carey trombone, Volley Defoe clarinet, Marvin Saxby banjo and guitar, and Mel Stitzel on piano. Mel Stitzel composed Steady Roll Blues, which was recorded on February 25, 1924. About a year and a half later, this same group, along with Ben Pollock and Josh Gish, would record two sides for Autograph as the Stomp Six. And before the Bucktown Five, it was that flamboyant, debonair man-about-town Harry Richmond from 1928, and I Just Roll Along. And I'm that flamboyant, debonair man-about-town, well, debonair anyway, Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Continuing this roller derby set, here's Al Boley.
Thank you. the coppers, push back the chairs, get some music on the radio. Don't mind the neighbors who live downstairs, they went out to see a show. Roll up the carpets, push back the chairs, then be sure that all the lights are low. Dance with the girlfriend, the one who cares, tell her that you love her so. When you're feeling tired of dancing, try and find a place to park. Go to any cozy corner, take advantage of the dark. Roll up your troubles, fold up your cares, just forget you haven't got a dime. Roll up the carpet and push back the chairs, you're bound to have a wonderful time. Roll up the carpet and push back the chairs. You're bound to have a wonderful time. You're bound to have a wonderful time.
Just like a feather blown by the weather, I never knew my mind, but I'm through with grieving, 'cause I'm leaving all my troubles far behind. I was a rover while a fever burned, now it's time that I return. Rolling down the river, my wandering days are through. Rolling down the river, just rolling home to you. Morning will deliver that port of dreams I knew. Rolling down the river, just rolling home to you. Lazy stream, just keep this boat in motion, because I'm taking home a cargo of devotion. Lord, I'm all a quiver, there's welcome home in view. Rolling down the river, just rolling home to you. Just rolling home to you. Morning will deliver that port of dreams I knew. Rolling down the river, just rolling home to you. Lazy stream, just keep this boat in motion, because I'm taking home a cargo of devotion. Lord, I'm all a quiver, there's welcome home in view. Rolling down the river to nobody but you.
Gene Austin from 1930 and Rollin' Down the River, written by Stanley Adams and Fats Waller. And before Gene Austin, it was Al Boley with Ray Noble and his orchestra from 1933 and Roll Up the Carpet, which is a good idea if you're going to do some roller derby, I guess. Some songs about rolling to commemorate the first roller derby match in Chicago on August 3rd, 1935. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, and we're just going to keep rolling along when we return right after this. This past week, August 13th, marked the birth in 1899 in London, England, of the master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock, the son of William Hitchcock, a grocer, and his wife, Emma. Hitchcock studied engineering at St. Ignatius College, a Jesuit school in London, and later took art courses at the University of London. In 1920, after briefly working as a technician at a cable company and in the advertising department of a department store, he was hired as a draftsman for a London film studio. Hitchcock moved quickly up the ranks from scriptwriter to art director to assistant director and directed his first film, a low-budget melodrama called The Pleasure Garden, in 1925. In 1963, he directed The Birds, and so here, in honor of Sir Alfred Joseph Hitchcock, are some songs about birds, about 50 million of them, as a matter of fact.
La-di-da, 'cause 50 million robins can't be wrong. And when you hear the hurdy-gurdy playing Mr. Mendelssohn's song, now spring is here, don't you know? Oh, la-di-da, 'cause 50 million robins can't be wrong. Now trees and flowers start to sprout soon as the robins arrive. There's something in you, boy, wants to shout. Oh, it's great to be alive if the air is filled with music while you swing, swing, swing in a song. Now spring is here, oh la dee da. Yeah, 50 million robins can't be wrong, you should know that. Thank you.
Some Foul Songs, F-O-W-L, to commemorate the birth on August 13, 1899, of the master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock. We started off with Billy Cotton and his band and 50 Million Robins Can't Be Wrong. I'm not sure what it is about the number 50 million, but in 1927 there was the song 50 Million Frenchmen Can't Be Wrong, and in 1941 it was 50 Million Sweethearts Can't Be Wrong. 50 Million Robins Can't Be Wrong was from July of 1937 and featured Jack Trump Doyle, the band's trumpeter, on the vocal. Billy Cotton was followed by Harry Raderman's orchestra from an Edison Diamond disc, which accounts for the extra long playing time of that song, entitled Cock-a-Doodle-Doo from 1921. Trombonist Harry Raderman was born in 1883 and known for his ability to make his trombone laugh. Yeah, something like that. In addition to his own orchestras under such names as Harry Raderman's Novelty Orchestra, the Plantation Dance Orchestra, and the Red Hotters, Harry Raderman also recorded with Earl Fuller's famous jazz band and Ted Lewis and his band. Raderman's laughing trombone is showcased in a tune on another Edison Diamond disc, Make That Trombone Laugh, which I just happen to have and just might play one of these weeks. And we finished up the set and the show with Leroy Smith and his orchestra and a Dorothy Fields' Jimmy McHugh song from April 2, 1928, I'm a Broken-Hearted Blackbird. And I'm a Broken-Hearted Glenn Robison because we've come to the end of this show, but that's okay because we'll be back next week with more music to which you can't not tap your toes on rapidly rotating records. In the meantime, I'd love to hear from you. Glenn at glennrobison.com, P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711, and as always, I do thank you for your very kind attention.